Cancer doctors receive much more money from Medicare to buy the drugs they administer than they pay manufacturers for those drugs. The prescription drug bills currently before Congress would change the system. But oncologists say the legislation as written won't leave them with enough money to run their offices. And that, they say, could leave cancer patients stuck going to the hospital for chemotherapy. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on how and why doctors are trying to stop the legislation.
When people are unhappy with something being planned in Washington, they often come here to Capitol Hill to lobby and to hear from lawmakers.
Let me first start out by saying how very glad I'm that you're here in town.
Republican Congressman Charlie Norwood of Georgia was recently the luncheon speaker for several dozen oncologist lobbyists.
It's nice to be in a room with so many friends because it's been lonely out there, as many people, in my view, are making a very, very serious mistake.
The mistake, in Norwood's view, is a provision that would, in the Senate bill, lead to a reduction of, according to one calculation, $11 billion over the next 10 years in Medicare payments to cancer specialists. Norwood tells the doctors to expect little sympathy from politicians.
You're going to go into some offices who actually simply believe your car is too big. And that is the extent of their knowledge about care for cancer patients.
Norwood and the oncologists have a tough sell. Right now, Medicare gives doctors slightly less than the average wholesale price for the drugs they administer. Yet according to a study by the General Accounting Office, doctors regularly get a deep discount for cancer drugs. For one product, they pay 86% less than the average wholesale price, and they pocket the difference. At the meeting, even Margaret Tempero, president of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, says it doesn't sound good.
Well, I think if I was new to the subject and I was the average citizen on the street, I'd be outraged. I'd be outraged to find out that individuals were getting reimbursed far beyond what they paid for anything. In this case, it's a drug.
The proposal in the Medicare bills is to pay doctors closer to their actual cost. The potential reduction really worries Dean Gesme, a gray-haired, kind-eyed oncologist who's come from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to lobby. Gesme started practice about 20 years ago with one other doctor in a 1,500-square-foot office. Now he works with four other doctors and dozens of employees in a space 10 times that large. He says the nature of what happens in his office has changed.
10 to 15 years ago, most of the administrations of drug were 5, 10, 15 minutes. Now it's not uncommon. There's a new drug, Rituxan, that's very popular for lymphomas right now, that the first infusion is an 8-hour infusion with blood pressure monitoring every few minutes. It requires a lot of intensive nursing skill and attention.
Calculating from congressional and Medicare numbers, Gesme's income could drop more than $200,000 per year. That's pretty close to his net income. The potential loss threatens his support system of nurses, social workers, even billing clerks, specially trained to help cancer patients outside the hospital.
We're forced to cut. We're going to break apart that system. A lot of patients will end up in the hospital. They'll use the social worker or psychologist there who really doesn't understand cancer, doesn't understand the drugs and technology, won't know the sources to provide benefit to those people. So yes, can I continue to provide high-level cancer care? I will try, but my team is going to be disrupted.
Gesme's senator, the man he's here to lobby, is Iowa Republican Charles Grassley. Grassley is a key player on the Medicare legislation. He says he's been talking to oncologists more than weekly for the past year, and he hears their concerns.
We're trying to make sure that there's fair reimbursement for the therapy, there's free, fair reimbursement for the doctors and professional people, and in the final analysis, there will be.
The legislation would add back some money for office visits. By the calculation of some oncologists, close to $40,000 a year per doctor. The problem Grassley and other legislators are facing is that if they make the oncologists happy, they're going to have to find somewhere else to cut. On this visit, Gesme didn't get a chance to make his point with Grassley. The senator was tied up with other business. Gesme instead wound up meeting with staffers. They told him that a lot about the Medicare bill is under active debate, and it's going to be a long time before the oncology payment issue gets resolved on Capitol Hill. But even if the legislation goes nowhere, planners within the Medicare system are working on rules to make the drug payment cutbacks directly. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.